Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The left fielder, Josie Depp. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lenz Acata. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Z-Depp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Pottek trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek misplays the ball. That's an error on Pottek. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Otis steals second. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a pop-up towards short. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazcano hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball four. Ogilvie moves to second. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata takes first base on ball four. Ogilvie moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Martinez scores. Sakata moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a fly ball into right field. Lazcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile is hit by the pitch. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lazcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hile. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Hile steals second. Sixto Lazcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazcano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazcano hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Brewers. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 1 in the game. Wathen hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sakata takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wei then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to third. Sakata moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Sakata scores. Bando moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. White reaches second base with a double. Terrell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Brewers. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. White moves to third. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Potek steals second. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Brewers. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Potek scores. McRae moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 4, Brewers, 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0 for 2 in the game. Wei then strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell bunts towards the mound. Augustine fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lizcano. Patek reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 5-4, Royals. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. Zdeb moves to second. It's 6-4, Royals. Andy Replugel now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie throws the ball into Sakata, who tags McRae, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Zdeb scores. It's 7-4, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Steve Mingori now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Replugel, and towards Sakata, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-3 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter is walked intentionally. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-3 in the game. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lizcano. McRae reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount pinch hits for Len Sakata. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Bill Castro now pitching. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-4 in the game. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Heil moves to third. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-4 in the game. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. Ogilvy scores. It's 8-6, Royals. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.